The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be a lot of fun. Hour number two. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. The freeze-dry guy is with us. And we're going to talk about jumping out of airplanes. We're going to talk about the Army, the Marines. I've asked them to tell us some stories, and something that I haven't mentioned, but I'd like to know the answer to. So I'm going to ask him live on the air about his supporting the Patriot movement and why he does that. Welcome, Freeze Dry Guy.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you for having me on today.
Hey, good morning. You were jumping out of airplanes in the United States Army. You're a Marine. And I'd like to know from your perspective, what is it like jumping out of an airplane?
Think of one of the most intimate, wonderful, sweet moments you can have with your sweetheart. And then look at it also from the standpoint of sheer terror, okay? It can be somewhere in between or all of the above. Like I tell people, when you go out the door of a plane at 500 feet off the deck in total darkness, that's a scary thing. And, you know, I don't, for the most part, I've always felt calm and cool. I would get nervous. I was probably very anxious inside, but I didn't feel any fear so much for the most part. You know, there were times, especially when I got hurt on a couple. The next one around was always kind of spooky. Hey, by the way, let's digress a bit here. Don't have mixed emotions, folks. I was a Marine before I was an Army guy. And my old Marine buddies have never forgiven me, or they say they haven't. But I dealt with amazing people in both branches of the service. Some of the finest patriots I've ever met. But anyway, it was always, I don't like to use that word high, because to me from the old days that implied drugs. But it was an adrenaline rush, I guess. I don't know that I looked at it as fun usually. It was just a thrill. But there were times, again, when I was afraid, especially, like I said, after getting beat up. It's like getting thrown off a horse, I guess. So I've never been much for horses because they don't like me and I fall off of them. But very, very similar.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how does the training start? So, you know, you're told, okay, you know, we're going to be jumping out of an airplane on Thursday. Okay, what is the first jump like? Is it an easier jump than the successive jumps, or does it start out where they take you, you know, to about as high of an altitude as you're going to go, and we start at the top and then we'll work our way down? What is it like? I mean, what's the difference in the jumps? From, you know, training 101 through 102, 103, and then 201, 202, and then 401, you know, so forth, as you progress. What are the jumps like?
Well, I think it's an individual thing. If I'll be a little crude here, perhaps, but like on my first jump at Fort Benning, Georgia, which was in, I went through jump school in August 19, what was it, 70? Goodness, it's been a while. You get, actually, everybody's different. Some guys are terrified right off the bat. And think of it. Now, this is terrible, but think of a hot August day, and you're up in the plane, and some young paratrooper-to-be throws up. It always happens. And then it goes wafting through the plane, and then it's a chain reaction, right?
Yeah.
the old black hats, as we call them, which were amazing people. These guys, at least one of them was a World War II Ranger. In fact, I still remember his name, Sergeant Fowler. He could take you out on a three-mile sprint, and I'm not exaggerating, a three-mile sprint. And they'd run up the black flag, and they said, guys, no running today. And he'd take you out in the back 40, and you'd go for it. And I remember after one of these, it wasn't just a run. It wasn't a double time. We were moving out. He was directly to my left when he brought us to a quick march. And I said to him, or he spoke to me, he says, young corporal, he says, tell me your story. So I'm very brief, and I said, Sergeant Fowler, how long have you been a Ranger? He says, every day of my life since 1942. And these were very decent guys. I think, by and large, they weren't empathetic. They were there to do a job. But they were good guys, good, solid. You talk about patriots. They were patriots, probably never even thought about the term. They were just amazing folks and incredibly physically fit. When on my fifth jump, I was knocked unconscious. I was injured, actually. I sustained a very bad concussion that gave me a lot of trouble for a very long time. And I'm laying there on the ground. I did everything wrong. Everything happened. It shouldn't have. And we were convinced from what people told me that my parachute actually collapsed about 75 feet up, which is a fluke that never happens. It had to do with a burst of wind and me doing a rear slip and pop, what they call popping up, but it popped back up. Everything went wrong. Mostly, as we used to say, headspace and timing, operator headspace and timing problems.
Mm.
Anyway, so I'm laying there, and I come crashing in. I heard everything breaking, I thought. And I was laying on my, I did like a backflip. And I'm laying there with my reserve shoved up under my chin, and my hand is under the reserve, and I can see it. And after what seemed like about 5 minutes, I could wiggle my finger. I thought, oh, yeah, okay. But my back is not broken. And I heard these two guys coming. They were talking. They said, yeah, he's dead. And I said, no, I don't think he's dead. No, he's dead. He's dead. Okay, no, he's not dead. They walk up, and they kick me. And I groaned. And they said, see, he's not dead. And they started walking away. And I'm laying there, and I very faintly said, help, help, because I couldn't move anything. And they walked back and said, yeah, he's doing good, you know. Said, get up, young trooper. And so I stagger up. And to this day, after all these years, I still remember what they called my stick number. The stick was like a squad of guys who would go out the door, a group of whatever they were, 10, 20 guys. And A18 was on there on duct tape, or masking tape, I guess it was. Anyway, so they said, what day is it? I didn't know what day it was anyway, you know. And I couldn't talk, and I was kind of mumbling all around. And finally, they got to the point of, what's your stick number? And I looked at my helmet, but I couldn't speak. You know, I just kind of, my mouth moved a little bit, and I made some kind of peculiar sounds. And they just walked off. They said, no, he's great, you know. They left. But these were, aside from the course exteriors, and it wasn't a boot camp mentality. You'd gotten past that. These guys were here to get you trained, but you had to, you know, pony up. They were fine people, and I was always impressed with these people, and some of the most physically fit people. Well, you go on to SF and stuff like this, guys who were absolute animals, and they were my heroes. But there were a fair number of them still hanging around from World War II in Korea. Anyway, so, long story short.
When you say SF, you mean Special Forces.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
they were...
out the door...
Go ahead.
Out the door. Okay, so you're in this airplane... And you're ready to go out the door, okay? So you're tethered. And what happens if the guy in front of you stops and goes, I can't do it? What happens? Does someone just say?
Sorry.
So what really happens? Do they just give him a shove out the door and say, have a nice flight?
You know, I don't recall. I've seen guys hesitate in the door.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody balk. You know, I don't know. I would assume they would give him a little nudge. But then again, mm-hmm. if the guy wasn't up to it, to pull him back. They told us, they said, you freeze in the door one time, we may keep you. You freeze in the door twice, you're out. You know, because they wanted people who would, you know, overcome their fear. For some guys, it was a piece of cake. It kind of was for me, like I say, but there would be intermittent times when I had a really bad one or something like this in my career, and it kind of psyched you out. But I don't recall anybody refusing to go. But, you know, that big gentleman standing there, I called him a jump master, they were very formidable people. And I remember whispering in a couple guys' ears. I don't know what they said. It sure motivated them to get out the door when they had to. You cannot afford to have a hesitation because, you know, some operations, a jump, you know, you go, I send the guy out the door every second, approximately. And that static line, the guy's free falling. They go flying out. They jump out head first, you know, one big mob. But you got to get everybody out the door because I remember going out to 12 of us going out the door on a 10-second drop zone. From the time you enter it until you were past it, it was 10 seconds. That's all you had. So the first guy and the last guy were really sweat.
Mm-hmm. And when you jumped, what were some of the altitudes when you left the plane?
Well, now some old troopers listening are probably going to say I'm a liar, but not in this case at least. The lowest we ever jumped was 350 feet with pilot error. He brought us across a drop zone that looked like the state of California backward, if you've, you know, seen a picture of California. And he was dropping us over a ridge line where he should have been flying down the valley. He cut across it. And I came out the door myself. We had been our rucksacks hanging on a lowering line, and you had a clip and a release. You pulled it, and it dropped 20 feet. And it was lashed to your leg. You unhook a strap on your leg, and you drop this thing. It dropped 20 feet. Nice thing about it is if you're jumping in high winds, it was active as an anchor. It was really cool. But a few guys forgot to unhook the strap and dropped a 100-plus-pound pack and almost pulled their leg off. But anyway, this guy dropped us, and I estimated 7 seconds after my parachute deployed, which was about 2 to 3 seconds. They told you three. If you went into 4 seconds, you went for your reserve parachute. Anyway, I was on the ground, I figured, in 7 seconds, and I just could not fathom it. And this pilot kept making these passes. I think he made 4 of them. And I was on the second pass, I believe. And I watched these guys spilling out. If it hadn't been for them falling kind of parallel to the curvature of the valley, they would have probably splattered on the ground. You know, hey, things happen, but how it happened 4 times in a row is beyond me. Somebody probably won't believe that story, but I swear to you, it's true.
When we come back, let's take a couple minutes and talk about the contact speed with a main parachute versus the landing speed with the reserve parachute. Let's talk about the difference in speed, and we'll talk a little bit more about jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. Freeze Dry Guy is with us, and he'll be at the Get Prepared Expo. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the freeze dry guy is with us. And he's been to all of our Get Prepared Expos here in Missouri. He stays at the farm. And he's a family friend. And I'm going to ask him something that I have not discussed with him after I ask him these other couple questions. So I just want to let you know, Freeze Dry Guy, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I hope it's okay. So when you jump out of an airplane and you land typically with your main parachute, at what speed do you hit the ground?
Well, like I told people, Vince, it's somewhere between stepping off a curb and being thrown off your roof. You think today in the circumstance. I mean, we jumped to 35 mile an hour winds, which is probably illegal. And it was like, as I was coming down, it was like watching sailboat races. You know, the guys on the ground being dragged like crazy.
Wow.
I've actually, you had to do something called a PLF. A parachute landing fall is a way of rolling, not forward like they did in World War II, which is very dangerous. But you kind of roll off your in an oblique off your back, your rear end. And anyway, I've landed so soft a time or two that I actually had to make myself fall down, because if you didn't do your fall, you get yelled at a lot, because you could break the leg very easily. So it's everywhere in between. You know, I mean, I knew guys that were so skilled they could come in and they landed so gracefully, and then, again, stand-up landings, which were, again, illegal, but hey, what the heck. it was worth the glory, I guess. I did one, and I actually bowed in front of the crowd. We were doing a demonstration jump. That was so cool. But like you say, everyone was different. I was not what I would consider a greatly skilled parachutist. I just kind of went along for the ride.
All right. So that would be like a main parachute. Now, what about if the main chute doesn't open? How long do you have before you pull the reserve or the emergency parachute? At what point do you say, uh-oh, this is it?
I had people tell me that went out the door with me, or maybe just before me, that they saw me scrambling for that D-ring right out the door. I think everybody... Yeah. Probably does that a time or two until they get settled down. But you're doing a count of up to three seconds. And at 4 seconds, you're supposed to go for your D-ring. Mm-hmm. As I recall, it's a 24-foot parachute in diameter. And the main canopy was a 30, goodness, it's been a long time, a very long time, 32-foot, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a big difference, and you're coming down pretty doggone fast, I guess. So I've never had to deploy my reserve. But okay. I've had people say, wow, that was a tough one, when they came down and crashed in. But, hey, it beats the alternative.
Sure, sure. Well, here's a surprise question. Now, we've been preparing for the next Get Prepared Expo, and it's going to be in Lebanon, Missouri. So we've reserved 46,000 square feet of exposition hall. I think that's probably the largest exposition hall of any preparedness show, or it's certainly way up there. We've reserved a 700-seat theater, which I don't know anyone who's had a preparedness expo with a theater as part of the exposition. And we've reserved 3 seminar rooms, very large seminar rooms, which I plan to convert. They have these walls that slide back, so it forms one really large room. And I plan to serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. So I was thinking of all the people who can really cook for a large crowd, that'd be you.
Well, as we both know, I'm a great cook. I can boil water with the best of them.
Yeah.
And the rest, it's a beautiful thing about our food. You don't even have to boil the water, but, you get the water doggone hot, you throw it in the food. 10 minutes later, you're eating really well, as anybody can attest who's been there. And we don't play with the food. We don't do anything. Just do water. Mm-hmm. And, to me, that makes our products the best survival foods there are. They're quick, they're easy, they're highly nutritious, and they taste great. And so I class survival in the Army. I'm here to tell you, I can eat bugs with the best of them, I guess, Bill. But I'd rather not.
Hey, hold that thought. Freeze-dry guy, we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about how he's going to cook for us at the Get Prepared Expo. We'll be right back.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey, Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, the freeze-dry guy's with us, and we're talking about breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I don't know if this is a surprise for him, but Freeze, I've been thinking that it would be really neat if we convert for meals some of those, well, those three seminar rooms into a place where we can have breakfast together. I mean, about 300, maybe 330 of us could all have breakfast together. And then for lunchtime, maybe convert them back to from the seminar rooms back to where we can all eat together and then do the same thing for dinner. So are you up for cooking for a couple days? Maybe 2.5 days?
Yeah. If you get some of those beautiful young ladies to help us, as they've done so well before, I'm good for it. Like I said, I heat water with the best.
Well, I think it's a wonderful kitchen. It's a great kitchen for doing that. I think it would be kind of cafeteria style. We've done it in the past. I think it'd be so much fun. I talked to a couple of your buddies. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's in. He's coming. You've been on the air with him right here at the studio. Matt Stein's coming. Rich Sheban from Montana. He was on hour number one today. He's coming. Norm Shealy's coming. Dr. Shealy, Dr. Howard Chain. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm all excited. I think this is going to be so much fun. It really is. And so you're really up for this cooking?
Yeah, I sure am, Vince. And you know what? I've got to say something here. There's nothing other than fun at that show. You see me walking around with a chimpanzee grinning all the time. I'm so happy because it really is you make it fun for all of us. And the group of people that come through are the best I've ever dealt with. They're wonderful people. Yeah, it's you got a spirit in that place. It can't be beat. I'm excited about it. I'm just waiting to come back there.
Well, I really appreciate that. It's going to be packed here at the farm because there's a bunch of people who'll be staying at the farm with you, and how do we describe what it's like, you know, with Rick Miller and you? I mean,
controlled pandemonium.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
So I will let you know the date. I've got to update the website. But now, if you're an exhibitor and you want to attend, just send me an email. Just go to usapreparers.com. Send me an email from the contact tab. And make sure you include your phone number, and I'll call you, and we'll talk about it. So, the Get Prepared Expo. Expo number 7 is on its way. Freeze Dry Guy's going to be cooking. We're going to learn. And here's what's really cool about that. You get a chance to try freeze-dried food, the best there is. And he'll be cooking it. And for those of you who don't already have it, you'll get a chance to try it and see if it's what fits in your plans. It's in my plans. I have it here at the farm. Our children have it. And I wanted to mention a familiar voice to me. I hear this commercial on USA Preparers every day. And it's the same announcer's voice who does the intro, the outro, the show open for me here at USA Prepares. And he does your current commercial. And he says, this is huge, 30 to 45% off. What's going on with that? That's 45% off is a lot. That's pretty cool.
Well, that's right. It's the largest sale we've ever had. We've been allowed by the manufacturer factory to do this. They assisted us a bit with the percentages, but this is, like you said, this is big. This is huge. We normally can't even afford to do such a thing because it's right down to the bare bone. I'm not whining. It's just what we wanted to do. We're able to do for the public. And as you know, we pay shipping in the continental USA. It's everybody should jump on this and take advantage of this because I don't know if we'll ever see such a sale again.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but, you know, I've been doing this 45 years, so, you know, selling Mountain House. I was their first dealer in the United States. Somebody told me the world. I don't know how true that was, but it made sense because I don't think they had any overseas at the time. I have had a love affair with this product ever since I first tried it in 1970 in the Army. You know, they walked out one day and said, hey, guys, we got this new product for you. Remember the old canned sea rations? We carried them around. We'd lug about 8 days' worth around with us in our rucksack. And interesting thing in SF Group, you were there was no end to what you could carry. At least that's what the boss has told you, because you were Superman, right? And every ounce was precious, but they would load us up with stuff. And considering the equipment of the day, too, which was antiquated compared to the packs young troops get to use today, and I think that's wonderful. The stuff today saves them your back a lot. But anyway, it came out, and they said, okay, we got this food. It's called LERP rations, long-range patrol rations, and not to be confused with the indigenous rations that were being issued in Vietnam for primarily your special operations guys who were out living with the folks out in the sticks, with the indigenous people. That was pretty tough fare. This stuff was delicious. Far superior to the C ration of the day and far, far superior to the MRE ration of today. The C ration of the old days. And the C's weren't bad if they were typically fresh, although I had some that were repacked in 1943 and I used to get food poisoning about once a week on the doggone things because I wouldn't throw anything away. But, you know, like you say, being able to put a lot of food in a small area, lightweight, is very important. It's extremely important, especially something to prepare so quickly. And, again, like I said, I can eat bugs with the best of them, I guess, still, but I'd rather have good, wholesome, nutritious food. And I say this a lot, and people probably don't believe it. Some do because they've tried the product. I say, you know, it's like mom's home cooking. And I've had people laugh at me at the show, and they walk away, and they come back the next day, and they say, my gosh, it was, because I'd give them a sample to take home. And they'd give it to mom, and mom would do her magic with it. My mom was an Iowa girl. She had the best beef stew I ever had in my life. Our beef stew, or a vegetable beef stew, actually liked even better, and it's got plenty of meat in it, real freeze-dried meats, was a close second to my mother's. And we've had, as you know, and I've told you the story, and I've told many of your listeners, I've got a 55-gallon barrel under the house. Well, actually, I moved it recently. I can't remember where I put it. And I packed that in 1974 for an expedition that never came off. And I've been this 40 years now, and I'd be opening it up, and I was about 2 months ago, I opened up three or four items. They were superb. Freeze-dried pouches, vacuum packed. That's how they packed them all in those days. And they held up magnificently. You can't say that about anything else out there. And 40 years, and it was just doing great. So, well, I can come to the realization.
Do you have any left?
I do.
You still have some left?
Yes.
Well, can we do a taste test?
No, it's mine. But I think I could share a couple. Actually, I think we had one there last time, or the time before. And
We did.
Yeah. And you know, I was sweating it because I thought, you know, the stuff then was 38 years old. And I'm thinking, you know, what if it's bad? And we opened it up because that's kind of a scary thing to do. 4 decades almost then. And it was great. People said, my gosh, they couldn't believe it. I think we ought to bring
That would be, maybe we get some volunteers. Maybe we can do it during one of our dinners, you know, at the expo, and or maybe during lunch. But, you know, you can pick the time. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And, you know, a freestyle guy, our boys have vehicles, and, you know, they park them in the sun just like everybody else does. And they have freestyle guy food in their trunks. Now, I don't seem to have any problem with that because I think it's important to have food with them and water. Now, do you have any problem with them keeping freeze-dried guy food in the trunks of their vehicles should they have an emergency?
No. In fact, I'm glad you brought it up. It's one of the things I wanted to discuss. Let me tell my little story. I mean, you've heard it before. I know some of your listeners have, too. I was at a show, a very large show one time. It was an outdoor show. Guy walks up to me, he shakes my hand, and he says, hi, he says, I bought 20 years worth of your, $2,000 worth of your food 20 years ago. I said, great, yeah. And I said, that's nice, I appreciate it. He said, yeah, they have it every couple of days. I just go up the attic and pull it down. I said, the attic? I said, no. I said, it will ruin it. He said, no, I've been doing it, eating it all along. And I must have asked him 3 or 4 different ways that I thought, it's like getting in information out of people. You want to make sure you come at it from different points of view. And I said, up in the attic? I said, when did you put it up there? He says, shortly after I got it. I said, you mean it's been up there 20 years? He said, yeah, I said that. And so we back and forth, and finally he was getting annoyed with me interrogating him like this because I could not believe that it hadn't been ruined. And I said, well, Heska destroyed the enzymes, and it, with real meats, it should have gone rancid 20 years in an attic. And he said, no, it's doggone good. And finally, I said, well, where do you live? He said, Palm Springs. And it was, you know, out in the desert, California. And I said, holy cow, this has to be ruined. He said, it is not. It's fine. And what else then? Oh, I said, it's got to get up to 120 plus degrees in the attic. He says, it's over 130 all the time,
at least,
or much of the time. That is a testimony that I still find hard to believe. But I like to say, I came at this so many different ways with him that, yes, I am convinced he had lived in the attic for 20 years and it still tasted good. Probably did have some enzyme damage to it, had to have, with those temperatures. It could get over 140 degrees at times in that attic, I know. But, you know, there's no other product like this in the world. And I am truly convinced it is a once-in-a-lifetime purchase. Hey, Vince, could I discuss further a little bit, you know, the grab-and-go things? And I'd like to mention very briefly, as I said, a couple of our current offerings. You know,
sure, I think that'd be great.
If people say, well, what kind of food do we put in the bag? As I said, items that are quick to prepare. I'm not a great proponent of MREs, personally. You know, the meal's ready to eat. I ate those for 17 of my 26 years. And they've improved them. They still do a job. And I would say put some MREs in your grab-and-go bag. I would put probably 80% of the food to be the freeze-dried because it handles the heat so well. You know, the wisdom of the day for many years has been 3 days worth of food. Well, why 3 days? Why not five or seven? If space and weight allows for it. We learned a long time ago in the Army, you always carry a lot of kind of stuff.
Hold that thought.
Here.
Freeze. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, top.
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm all excited. About the Get Prepared Expo and seeing Freeze and some of your other instructors. Can we just take 10 seconds, Freeze, and what are we going to eat at the Expo? What are you serving?
Oh, goodness. Probably half a dozen different things. I like to be the selfish guy I am. I like to pick the stuff I like. But
Good.
Our spaghetti and meat sauce is always a great hit. Our spaghetti is wild. Our beef stew or vegetable beef stew is great. Our chicken stew tastes like chicken pot pie with no crust. Just name your poison, and it's always good.
That sounds great. So that's good for starters. Awesome. All right, and tell us about the one-month supply.
We came out with that. I just one of my best guys, and then all of my folks are good. But I said, I want to put something together, 1 month supply for somebody getting started. I want to keep the price way down for folks. And we came up with a 12-can, 1 month supply of food. Now, I'll rattle off what it is for you. But it was, I believe, 8 cans of the freeze-dry and 4 of the dehydrates. And the dehydrates I picked, well, I'll go through it. A can each of rice and chicken, beef stroganoff, chili mac with beef, cooked diced chicken, which, by the way, tastes exactly like rotisserie chicken from the supermarket. You can't tell the difference. And nothing added to it. A can of ground beef, cooked, supermarket fresh. Green peas, a can of my own proprietary pineapple. It's under the label of Pack-Away. I think it's better than fresh. Most people will say, my gosh, it's better than fresh. Nothing added to it. 2 cans of our breakfast skillet. Excellent item. A can of the dehydrated instant, and it's rated as non-fat milk. It's the fattest non-fat milk I've ever had. It's a great product. Makes, I think it's 80 cups. Our superb ABC stew. Again, a very solid item. Very, very solid. A can of rolled oats for your breakfast. What else do we have here? I guess that was it. And it's their budget priced. What we did was we just basically threw in the cost of the dehydrates free. We pay the shipping on it, and it has been probably our most popular unit we've ever put together. It's a good, solid 1 month supply, and you can get into it, you know, very economically. So
Will you have it at the expo for us?
I'll make a point of it, you know.
Okay.
It's the same stuff we have, but we'll, you know, we quantified it. We put it together and say this is your very good month supply. And I must say, in this industry, there's a lot of people shaving coins, and I don't like that. A lot of what people will buy for a unit that's out there is pretty tough ration to trim down pretty bad, and I don't believe in that.
Okay.
So you want plenty of food. Okay. What's next?
Well, let me ask you. You support some of the Patriot type broadcasters. You want to share with us why you do that?
Well, I think they're just good traditional Americans. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, even the word patriot has kind of got a dirty connotation out there, and I don't like that because there was a time when everybody in America was a patriot, I thought, or most people were.
Right.
You know, these are not wild and woolly crazy people. They are very sensible folks. In fact, if I could run down the list a bit, I'd like to.
Yeah, go ahead. We've got probably about a minute at the most.
That was to your good credit, too, that I appreciate that, Vince. Pastor Butch Paugh, the old timer in the business. I've been with him longer than anybody. You got John Moore out there. Doug Hagman. And again, I don't want to say one guy's my favorite over anybody else. They're all good. Hagman and me go back a long ways. Greatest respect for that guy, as I do with you and all the rest of these guys. American Christian Network up out of Washington State. Wonderful people. Outstanding. Dr. Stan Monteith, and it brings a smile to everybody's face. He has been around doing this stuff for the better part, I believe, of 50 years. He's quite a man.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Mack. I believe that Mack has given us another 10 or 15 years of freedom in America. He, as you know, is probably the great Second Amendment advocate out there.
Yep.
You know, but there's others, too. Who am I leaving out? Oh, my gosh. Our buddy.
Well, Freeze, I'll tell you what.
Who?
We're out of time. We're out of time.
Okay. All right.
But, hey, I really appreciate you supporting America. I really do, and getting the word out. Class, you've been listening to The Freeze Dry Guy.
Did I say one thing real quick?
We're out of time.
Sam Bushman.
Ah, Sam Bushman. Yep. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.